together. For those of us who are reading English, please just follow.
Hallelujah. 这段经文里面讲到一个警戒。
So in this paragraph, it talks about a scenario or a situation.
A dimension.
Okay.
Yeah. 不是属地的，乃是属灵的，属天的。
It's not something of this world, but something, belongs to heaven.
你可以看见有很多细节上的问题还是照样的在你旁边发生。
You can see that there are many difficulties around us, still surrounding us.
但是你的灵，你的生命是藏在这个隐秘处与神同在。
But your life is hidden within this dwelling place with God.
我们年小的时候。 我们要祷告，要进到看见主的脸。
When we were young, we prayed to the point where we want to see God's face.
有时候我们苦苦的等候，为要看见他的荣光。
For we are waiting and we want to see His glory.
So when we're young, we're all waiting for the visitation. 但现在我们要进入的是这个 habitation, 这个住在里面的一种的生活。
And now we want to enter into a life where we are living within Him.
Habitation, 就是住在里面。
So we want to habitate within Him.
不是见主的面，或者主向我显现， 乃是我们是住在至高者的隐秘处。
It's not that we want to see God's face or, He's manifesting to us, but we want to live in this most high dwelling place.
Yeah, because a lot of us is still living in that dimension of visitation and manifestation. But the mature really enter into the stage of habitation.
So we want to dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
Hallelujah. 现在在世界上有很多的灾祸。
So in this world, there are many calamities right now.
我们每次看报纸都是不好的消息好过好的消息。
We see more bad news than good news.
很少好的消息其实。
There is very little good news reported.
这人生里面很难有这个完美的、完全的人生。
In life, it's hard to have a perfect life.
因为我们其实这个人也不完全。
Because we ourselves are not perfect.
然后这个环境是不完全的。
And the environment is not perfect.
这个西藏的系统也不完全的。
And the system of the world is
not perfect. 所以如果你要在这个人间里面寻找一个完全的人生, 你真的是做梦。
And so in this world, if you want to look for a perfect life, you are dreaming.
We have to expect the imperfection and everything. 我们最近跟我太太也谈到这个男与女之间也有很多不完全的地方。
Recently, I talked to my wife, and we talked about how between men and women, the relationship, there are a lot of imperfections.
其实我发现做丈夫的大多数比这个妻子更不完全。
And I noticed for most husbands, we are even less perfect than our wives.
You guys agree? Yeah, guys are more imperfect than women. 真的。 男人里面有很多的思想，有很多的雄心，叫他们更加的不，很难的进入这个完全。
Because within men, usually we have a lot of ego, we have a lot of ambition. It's making us imperfect.
Yeah, 上礼拜我听见一个在那个心理学跟医学上的专家，他说男人里面的 emotional is wired differently. 我们的情绪跟我们的思想呢，是跟女的不一样的。
So there was an expert in the field of medicine and also psychology. He said that men are basically wired differently emotionally versus women.
男人如果要去在一个情绪很不好的情形之下，要做出很好的决定呢，这个 complex emotional stage 呢 chaos 呢，他们需要7个小时的时间。So
if man is in an emotionally unstable stage, and for them to accomplish something, it needs 7 hours.
So to make a say the right thing and make the right decision, it takes 7 hours basically. Okay. 因为男人在这个情绪不好的情形之下，他们讲的大多数都是错话。
So men, when they're emotionally chaotic or unstable, they will say the wrong things.
但是女人呢，这可以很快的讲得好，讲得对。
But women, they will be able to turn it around and be able to say the proper things.
所以在早餐的时候呢，如果夫妻有什么争吵，So
during breakfast, if there is a quarrel between husband and wife,
这个太太呢，就会知道她要讲什么。
So the wife would know what she needs to say.
她也知道为什么要这样去讲。
And she knows why she's saying it.
也把自己的思想表达得很清楚。
She's able to express herself very clearly.
也知道为什么要这样子的表达。
And she knows why she's expressing in this way.
但是这个男的是要7个小时才可以做得到。
But the husband would need 7 hours.
所以要等到晚餐的时候。
So it will be until dinner time.
那个男的，如果你给他到晚餐的时候，男的才可以。 讲他要讲的，应该讲的，表达他应该想表达的。
So it's not until dinner time that the husband is able to say what he wants to say, be able to express it in a correct way.
All I can say is, give your husband some time. 我最近呢，一直在，因为我跟我太太，在特别在 July 4th 这几天里面，一直做很多的弄房子的工作。
So me and my wife, we've been doing a lot of kind of construction around the house in July 4th weekend.
然后呢，我的太太可以指出我每做一件事情都是错的。
And my wife can find out almost everything I do was incorrect.
最可怕的地方，她是讲的都是对的。
And what's most frightening is that whatever she point out, she is correct.
所以我就跟她说，到这个年头啊，我觉得最浪漫的事情，这个男人可以听见最浪漫的事情从那个女人来。
So I told her that in these days, I feel the most romantic thing a man can hear from a woman is
都是 it's okay, 可以的。
That the woman will say, oh, it's okay.
Yeah, 所以我洗碗碟洗得很脏，不是很干净。 It's okay.
So even if when I do the dishwasher and didn't wash very clean, it's okay.
你睡的时候呢，那个被覆覆的很潮。 It's okay.
So when you're sleeping, it's very snoring. Noisy, or you're snoring, it's okay.
有时候你忘记放那个洗手那个洗手那个板放下来， you know, it's okay.
So sometimes if you forget to put the toilet seat down, it's okay.
如果每一件事情你做的不完全的，你的妻子点出来的时候，我想呢，真是每天都有100件事情。
So for things that we do not do well, and if your wife point out everything, there will be hundreds.
所以为什么神叫男人呢，要劳苦，劳汗劳满面，叫里面赚外边赚钱赏班？因为如果你待在家里面跟你的妻子面对面的24小时呢，
So now I know why God want men to go outside, labor and sweat to raise the family, because if we stay home with the wife every day, it's unbearable.
Yeah. 你们有谁跟你的太太是 24/7, 就是每天每时每刻都一同生活超过两年的?
Any of us spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, with your wife for 2 years at least? Anybody?
没有人啊。 我跟我的太太有这个几年的时间是这样子的。
Me and my wife, we have this experience, a couple years.
24/7, 我们就没有分开。
24/7, we're never separated.
因为她在家里面做工, 我在家里面安静等候神, 预备神的事情。
So when she's doing her stuff at home, I'm preparing sermons at home also and waiting on God.
所以我真的知道她一直看到我很多的不完全的地方。
So I know that she sees my imperfections.
弟兄姐妹, 这个是不完全的人生。
For we know this life is not perfect.
也没有什么完全的婚姻。
There is no marriage that is perfect. 基督徒很喜欢把很多东西都美化了，讲到我们很有希望，样样都好。
在神的祝福里面。
For Christians, oftentimes we like to idealize and beautify everything.
其实我们可以很坦诚地承认, 其实人生里面不如意的事情是十之八九。
But we should be willing to face the fact that in life, 8 out of 10 times, things are not going to go your way.
但是, 我们的灵可以住在至高级的隐秘处。
But our spirit can dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
你可以看见一千人在你的旁边扑倒。
So we see that 1,000 may lay next to you.
一万人在你的右边扑倒。
And 10,000 at your right side.
下面怎么讲? 他说, 解债却不得临近你, 好像这个很远的事情。
But it says this plague or this pestilence will not come near you, so as it's far.
是不是很远呢?
Even is it really far from you?
这个灾必不临近你。
For this pestilence will not come near you.
但是一千人在我旁边扑倒。
But 1,000 have already died by my
side. 一万人在我右边扑倒。
And 10,000 have also laid down.
这里讲的是一个警戒。
So this talks about a dimension.
我们生活里面一切临到我们的, 好像就发生在我们周围的。 难处.
So that all the things that happen around us, like the difficulties, it seems to be very close to us.
但是神会大救这些住在至高在隐秘处里面的人。
But God will rescue those who live and take shelter in the Most High.
这段新闻如果我们每段讲，我不知道有没有时间跟你们谈，但是我们就开始讲吧。
So let's talk about this verse and this paragraph.
他必救你脱离不了人的网络和毒害的瘟疫。
So it says it's going to save you. He's going to save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence.
这里所讲的不了人的网络，在每个人的处境都不一样的。
So the fowler's snare, it's describing and it's different for every one of our situations.
如果你是做生意的，你在生意上会有人布局来骗你的钱或者失败。
So if you are in business, there will be people who are scheming against you.
如果你是做警察的, 可能又是另外一个网络。
If you are a policeman, there may be another snare for you.
所以这个是很抽象的, 不是真的有人要把你布了。
So it is really more abstract.
然后毒害的瘟疫。
And it talks about a deadly pestilence.
也讲到我们其实在人生里面有很多东西对我们真的很有毒,很有害的。
It talks about in life, there are many things that are deadly to us.
所以其实如果人真的要什么有毒的东西都不吃的时候,其实你也信不得了什么东西可以吃。
So even if you don't want to eat anything that may potentially have any harm or bad,
如果那个太阳能也有会毒害,很多东西都会有毒的,有害的,如果你要避免所有这些东西,你要待在房间里面什么都不出来,什么都不做。
So in nature, there are many things that could harm us, even sun's rays. And if we want to totally avoid it, we might as well just stay home 24 hours.
第四节, 他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你, 你要投靠在他翅膀底下, 他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
And verse 4 says, you will, He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart.
圣经里面常常用这个羽毛, 神的翅膀底下, 啊, 这是来预表他的保护, 遮盖。
So the feather and the wings represent God's protection and His shield.
在路德记里面二章二十二节里面就谈到你投靠在耶和华的翅膀底下, 你会得到他的赏赐。
So in Ruth chapter 2 verse 12 it says, May the God repay you for what you have done, and the God of Israel under whose wings you have come to take refuge.
在诗篇里面有很多处谈到耶和华的翅膀要遮盖我们,
And likewise in Psalms, it talks about many times the righteous one of Israel, he's going to protect you with his wings. It's like God really have wings.
然后诗篇139章9节里面也谈到我们也有翅膀的。
And in Psalms chapter 139 verse 9, it talks about that we have wings also.
我要展开这个清晨的翅膀飞到海极居住。
Here, David said, if I rise on the wings of dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea.
当然这个翅膀讲到是神的遮盖保护。
And the wings, it talks about God's protection, God's covering.
但是同样的,这是一种的,我们是鹰的生命,如果神飞的时候,我们也可以跟他一同的飞翔。
But likewise, we should have an eagle's life, and we should fly with God.
这个代表着我们人生里面，我们真正的能够做到的，就是 whatever can make you fly， 这是你可以提升起来的。神在保护你，但是他飞翔的时候，你也可以飞翔。So
here it talks about in life that God is protecting you, but when you fly, likewise God will fly with you.
我们每一个人的飞翔都不一样。For
we fly differently. Every one of us.
一个音乐家如果他在音乐里面能够发挥出他的那个能力，就是他的飞翔。So
if that musician can express and fully reach his or her potential, he or she is flying.
一个会计师如果他的脑筋很灵活，在他的工作上面可以做得很好，他就在他的事业上可以飞翔。And
likewise, for an accountant who is very smart and bright, able to use his talents, he is flying in his career.
我们先讲后面哪一段，然后我们再跳回前面这个飞翔，讲到我自己个人的经历吧。So
let's talk about the second part, and then we'll come back to this point, and I want to talk about my experience.
但是里面这个诗篇里面讲到，每一件的问题，其实每一个人都不一样的。But
in Psalms, it really said that every one of us have different situations.
好像第五节他说，你必不怕黑夜的惊骇。
For verse 5 it says, You will not fear the terror of night,
特是白日飞的箭,
nor the arrow that flies by day.
白天你最害怕的是什么?
So during the day, what are you most afraid of?
那个就是你白日飞的箭。
Whatever you are afraid of at that time, it is the arrow during the day.
但是晚上的时候是我们安时的时候。
At night, it should be a time of rest.
但是在晚上你最害怕的这个惊骇是什么? 每个人都不一样。
But what is the terror for you at night? Everyone is different.
这是有什么的惊骇叫你的灵魂没有办法安息？
What type of fear it causes your spirit not to be at rest?
每个人都不一样。
Everyone has a different.
所以我们读这篇的圣经，我们知道里面的内容很丰富，在讲我们所有人的人生。
So we read this Psalm 91. It's very rich. It talks about every one of us.
如果有人问我，证据你最害怕的是什么？
So if somebody asks me, hey, what are you most afraid of?
我会讲有两件事情我最怕的。
So Pastor Charles would say, I have two things that I'm afraid of.
第一件事情就是，当我看见我所爱的人很需要帮助，但是我无能为力的时候，这个是我的 nightmare。
So one is, if I see someone that I love in trouble and I cannot help, that is my fear.
第二件事情呢，就是轮到我讲道的时候，我没有道讲呢，这个是我的噩梦。And
then the second thing is, it's my turn to preach a sermon and I ran out of sermons.
你们不是常讲道的，你不会有这个，不会明白这个心情在里面。
For those of you who do not preach often, you do not understand this feeling.
啊，你们有些人很害羞，所以觉得站上去的时候很害怕。
So some of you guys may be very shy, stage fright, and it's hard for you to come up to the stage.
我讲到应该也有差不多十几年，二十年的时候。
For I have preached at least 20 years.
你今天问我，我站上来的时候，我每次站上来都非常害怕。
And if you ask me today, I am still nervous and afraid when I come up.
是真的，并且我等候的时候呢，我也不希望随随便便的讲一篇信息。
And when I wait upon God, I don't want to just preach any sermon.
我一定要在等候在神的面前，直至到他告诉我，子宇，你明天要讲这个，或者你等会要讲这个。我听见讲者的说话，我里面就很有平安。
I want to wait upon God till I get a true confirmation from Him that, hey, you will talk about this topic tomorrow.
所以我还有已经有差不多三个礼拜没有讲到。
For I haven't preached for about 3 weeks.
但是这三个礼拜我一直等候，都神都没有跟我讲话，要讲什么。
And I wait upon Him for the past 3 weeks, and God did not clearly tell me what to say.
所以礼拜四还没有告诉我，礼拜五还没有告诉我。
For Thursday and Friday, I still did not get a message from Him.
所以 Jack 弟兄，因为他要为我翻译，本来我要把今天的信息呢，最迟昨天要把他 email 给他，他让他看见我们要讲什么道。
And yesterday I wanted to email the message to me actually so I can prepare for translation.
但是到差不多十点的时候，我告诉太太，我们要告诉 Jack， 我们还不知道讲什么道。
So about 10 o'clock, I told my wife that hey, we better tell Jack that I don't know what sermon I am going to talk about.
所以等候到晚上，这其实就今天早上的三点半的时候。
So as I wait until this morning, 3 o'clock.
其实我这几天没有那个睡眠，每天不会超过五六个小时。
And in these past few days, I do not sleep more than 5 or 6 hours a night.
到今天早晨三点半的时候呢，神都向我显现。
And that this morning at 3 o'clock, God showed forth to me.
我一看见他进到我的房间，我就在床上很累很累，要爬起来匍匐在地上。
And I saw that, you know, God manifested, and He came into the room, and I got out of bed even though I was very tired.
但是神也很温柔，他说，啊，子宇，我孩子，我知道你很累，你不需要蹲在这里，你就躺在床上，我跟你讲。
But God was very gentle and very understanding. He says, I know you're tired. Why don't you just lay on the bed and I will talk to you?
所以那个时候我真的知道他用他的翅膀遮盖我。
So at that moment, I know God was shielding me with His wing.
他的诚实是我大小的盾牌。
And that His righteousness, His truth is my shelter.
他真的差遣他的使者用手托住我，叫我的脚没有碰在石头上。
And that He asked His, He sent His angels to protect me so that my foot does not hit the rocks.
对一个讲道的人来说，如果他讲了一篇不好的信息，其实就是等于他的脚碰在石头上。
For a pastor to preach a sermon that is not well, it is like striking his foot against a stone.
在我一生里面讲过四篇不好的道。
So in my life, I've preached 4 messages that are not good.
这四篇的道理到今天还在我心灵里面需要医治的讲解的痛苦闷闷在里面。
So even to today, it still hurts me and pains me, these 4 messages that I preached.
因为我没有办法把它赖回来。
Because I cannot take it back.
但是神也允许这些的跌倒，叫我们可以谦卑。
But God allowed me these failures so that I will know how to be humble.
但是通常如果我听不见神告诉我什么，我都不会讲什么的。
And usually if I do not hear God's confirmation or God's word, I will not say anything.
其实呢，有时候属灵人病了，他们需要一个 day off.
And sometimes a spiritual man, when he is sick, he needs a day off.
真的，如果你生病的时候，你可以请假不上班，因为你没有办法上班。
For those of us, when you are sick, you can take a day off.
但是做牧师很难。如果轮到你讲道，你的身体好好的，我不可以说，哎， I can't preach today because I'm sick. 因为我病了。
But it's hard.
我不可以讲道。
It's hard for a pastor And even though physically he may be fine, but he cannot come and say, hey, I'm spiritually sick, I need a day off.
希望你们将来可以有这样子的右卫对那个牧师。
So I hope in the future our church will have those sick days for pastors.
因为如果我是随便讲到的没有所谓，什么时候可以讲，但是如果我真的要把神的话语讲给你听的时候，没有听见要讲很辛苦很难受的。
Now, if I just preach whatever, I can always preach. But if I want to wait upon God and I don't hear his message, it's hard.
这个就是我黑夜的惊骇。
And that is my fear of the terror of night.
我常常在晚上没有办法睡觉，当然是等候神，另外是等候话语。
A lot of times at night, I cannot sleep because I'm waiting upon God and waiting for his message.
其实这个工作也不是很容易。
Let me tell you, the job of a pastor is not easy.
不要以为牧师一个礼拜讲一两篇信息就是他的工作很容易吗？就是两个小时，但这两个小时就是他的一生。
Do not think that a pastor just needs to preach for about 2 hours every week and it's very simple. But that 2 hours, it's his life.
一个教会的讲台非常重要。
For the podium of a church is very important.
如果没有好的喂养，羊是很难长大的。
If there is no good preaching, it's hard for the lambs to grow.
我希望你们的年轻人的聚会也是这样子。
And likewise, I hope our English congregation is the same.
现在可能年轻人很喜欢有一点的分组，然后呢，哪里有感动的，谁有感动的就讲到分享。
Now, the English congregation, we have like Sunday school, and then whoever has a moving, they could go up and share.
这个可以，你们可以照做一下。但是严格来说，几十分钟最后的那个 sermon has to be solid, 一定要有好的信息在主日的讲台里面。
Now, I'm not against that method, but it's important in the last 10-20 minutes that there is a solid sermon on the podium.
这个是我们等了七天要听的信息。
For we have wait for 7 days to hear.
我不在乎的高言大志，但是我在乎是不是从天上来的话语。
You know, I do not care for great and beautiful language, but I care about that's coming from above.
30年前呢，聚会不是这样子的。聚会的时候呢，特别是那个小群啊，聚会所啊，这些人呢，他们的聚会的信息至少要2个小时。才算好。
So 30 years ago, it is pretty different. 30 years ago, in the church meetings, oftentimes the sermon needs to be at least 2 hours for it to be considered good.
Yeah, 和解啊，合格。如果是3个小时最好，4个小时更好。
If it's 3 hours, that's even better. If it's 4 hours, it's great.
并且一天不是讲一次，乃是讲2堂最好。如果讲3堂，更好。
And in one day on Sunday, you don't have just one service, you will have hopefully 2 or even 3.
真的，30年前是这样子的，我们是这样子进过来的。
30 years ago, that's how the churches were back then.
我们随时听十几个小时的道。
At any moment, you could be ready to hear sermons up, you know, 10, 12 hours.
真的，我不是开玩笑。
It's true, I am not kidding.
并且呢，不是一天。最好是2天、3天更好。
And not just this one day, but hopefully maybe a 2 day or 3 day type of long conference.
所以我在香港有一个王牧师是我的好朋友。
So in Hong Kong, I have this Pastor Wong who is my good friend.
他就告诉我他第一次讲道的时候。
So he told me the first time he preached.
他在 office 里面呢领受他的差事。It's like an assignment.
Oh, so he was in his office and waiting for his assignment.
有人说的。好，下个礼拜你要讲2天的道理。
So his assignment was, hey, next week you got to prepare for message for 2 days.
每天3场道。
And each day there will be 3 sessions.
每一场道至少2个半小时。
And each session is 2.5 hours at least.
这个是第一次他的讲道，第一次讲道。
And this is the first time he's preaching.
他说，我说能不怎么样
？And I asked him what happened.
他说我。领完那个 assignment 之后，我一进到我的房门就扑倒在地上。
He said, after I took the assignment, I went into my room and I kneel on the ground right away.
It's not kneeling.
Or laying.
I'm just fall flat
on
my face.
Fall on the ground. Okay.
我就说, 为什么?
I said, why?
他说, 祷告.
And he said, I pray.
如果不祷告, 我哪有那么多东西要讲两天?
He said, if I don't pray, I do not have material to talk for 2 days.
这个几十个小时的道理啊。
And it's, you know, 10, 15 hours of sermon.
不是开玩笑。
It's not kidding.
这个可能就是他的黑夜的静海。
That might be that pastor's terror of night.
所有好的传道人, 他们最怕的事情, 这是神没有给你话语讲, 你却偏偏睡要讲。
And the preachers, all their fears are, God did not give his message to you, but you have to preach that day.
不知道王牧师有没有这个静害。
I don't know if Pastor Wong or Pastor Wong have this, this terror.
但是我真的有。
But I know I do.
但是我知道他的诚实是我大小的盾牌。
But I know that his faithfulness is my shield.
我知道我等候在他的面前, 到时候他不会叫我的脚碰在石头上。
And I know that as I wait before him, he will not allow my foot to strike against the stone.
因为这个是我们要飞翔的时刻。
Because this is time for us to fly.
如果我要飞的时候飞不起来, 我的人生就没有意义了。
If it's time for me to fly and I cannot, my life is meaningless.
我们在地上, 这个属地的环境可以不完全。
So in this world, our surrounding, our environment may not be perfect.
但是我属灵的环境一定要完全。
But my environment in the spirit needs to be complete.
我在地上的婚姻可能不一定会完全。
My marriage in this world may not be perfect.
但在灵里面我们跟神之间这个关系,婚姻的关系必定要完全。
But in the spirit, our relationship, our marriage to God needs to be perfect.
所以保罗在哥罗西书第三章里面讲得很清楚。
So Paul in Colossians chapter 3,
我们已经死了。
He says that we are dead.
我们的生命是与基督一同的坐在神的右边。
And that our life shall be raised with Christ and sitting next to him.
那个是我们真正的地位。
That is our true place.
那个是我们真正的人生。
That is our true life.
这个是我们真正的灵魂的居所。
That is where our spirit dwells.
基督徒啊, 这个是我们的护照。
For Christians, that is our calling.
我们活在地上不是活我们自己的命。
So when we live on this earth, we're not just living for ourselves.
我们乃要在这个命的里面活在主的里面。
But within our life, we shall dwell in the shelter of the
Most High. 活在天上。
We shall live in heaven.
活在至高者的隐秘处。
We shall live in the shadow of the Almighty.
所以英文的我们的题目叫做 The Light Within a Life. 这是生命里面的命, 命中的命。
So the topic is the life within a life. It means, you know, our life is living within a life.
但是在中文里面我叫它美在隐秘处。
But in the Chinese translation, it's more like it's so beautiful that you are hiding and dwelling in this place.
如果你做基督徒, 你不晓得怎么的进到主的隐秘处, 你就是白白的做基督徒。
As a Christian, we do not know how to enter in the shelter or in the shadow of the Almighty. We have wasted our time.
有人以为我做基督徒, 我可以免受地狱的火。
Some Christians, they believe, as long as I do not go to hell, I'm happy.
但基督教的丰富, 乃是在至高者的隐秘处里面才找得到的。
But the fullness of Christianity,
Hallelujah.
It is only found in the shelter, in the shadow of the Most High.
你们要进入的人, 你们要专心地爱他。
For those of us who enter, may we focus and concentrate on how to love God.
我们专心地爱他。
Let us focus, know how to love God. Then we shall take shelter in the Most High.
怎么专心?
How do we focus?
这是在你环境里面所发生的一切事情。
It is in all your surrounding, all the things that happen around you.
不是你最注意的。
you do not pay attention to it the most.
你银行有没有钱?
How much money you have in your account?
你的生意失败?
Is your business successful?
你的婚姻不美满?
Your marriage is broken?
你找不到工作?
You cannot find a job?
或者是你的 status 有问题,你可能要被赶回去。
Or perhaps your resident status is in trouble.
这个都是你环境的做人的一种的生活。
That is, you know, a life on earth. That is your surrounding.
但是如果你是真心的爱他，你所看见的不是这些事情，你看见的是在天上我与神坐在他的右边。
But if you focus on loving God, you do not see your surroundings, but you see that in heaven, you sit next to his right side.
我们所求的不是他的显现，我们求的乃是与他的同在，住在他的里面。
For we ask not of his manifestation, but that we live and that we habitate with him.
这个其实是基督徒的最高境界。
For this is the highest, you know, point of a Christian life.
因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。
For he knows my name and that God will put us on the most high.
前面讲到第九节说了，耶和华是我的避难所，你倚仗至高者当你的居所。
For in verse 9 it says, you will make the most high your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge.
所以你问我你住在哪里?
So when you ask, where do I live?
我住在乌伦的31街。
Physically, I live in Oakland.
我是住在至高者的隐秘处。
But really, I live in the shelter in the shadow of the Most High.
33年前我14岁的那天。
So 33 years ago when I was 14.
我听见神的声音很清楚。
I hear God's voice very clearly.
他说，我儿啊，你要走在高处，因为那是我为你预备的道路。
He says, my son, you shall walk in this high place, for I prepared a place for you.
在这33年的里面，我常常听见同一句的说话。
So in this 33 years, I often hear the same verse.
这其实是33年前他跟我讲的话，今天的还在我心里面震撼着我。
But it is what God told me 33 years ago, it still resonates within me today.
我看见有很多属灵的人跌倒了。
I've seen many a spiritual person fail.
我有很多的同伴已经失散了。
Many of my coworkers have disappeared.
其实我现在没有什么朋友。
And really,
以前的旧朋友一个都没有。
Really, today I do not have many friends. For the friends of my old days,
我在人生里面看见过很多教会或者属灵人的兴起来倒下去。
For in this time I've seen many churches and great men of God rise up, but they fall.
其实不是我们比他更强壮。
It's not that we are stronger than they are.
乃是因为他吩咐他的使者在我所行的一切道路上保护我。
But that God have told his angels to protect me in all my path.
如果我们没有这个属灵里面的生活跟生命，在高处里面的生活。
For if we do not have this life in the most high.
如果我们没有这个高处的意象。
If we do not have the vision of the most high.
我想我活不到今天。
I don't think I can survive until today.
我真的活不到今天。
I don't think I can live until today.
我看见太多令我们失望的事情。
I've seen too many things that disappoint me.
我们看见世界上太多的不完全。
I've seen so much imperfections in this world.
悲惨的事情。
So many tragedies.
中国人里面讲到，一命二运三风水。
So it says, Chinese have a saying, one life, two pregnancy.二运
Yeah.
So, okay, so one is life, two is kind of like how your destiny is, and then three is like feng shui.
Yeah. 四积阴地阴德五读书
So four is you have to do good things, and then five is you have to be educated.
Yeah. 其实我们不是相信这个
So for me, I don't believe this.
但是从几段的那个说话里面反映出以中国的文化看来，人的努力是放在排在最后的。
So even I don't believe this, but if you look at what Chinese people have said and how they have ranked things, the efforts of man is at the end.
The culture of China, 就是这样子。因为在中国的文化里面，真的知道，实时是 命运是不在我们自己的手中。
So even in the culture of Chinese, in China's culture, we know that our destiny is not in our hands.
所以毛主席讲, 人定胜天其实是不是真理。
So when Mao Zedong said that, you know, what you do can overcome your, you know, what God has destined for you, that is not true.
我告诉你, 人没有办法完全掌管自己的命运。
For I tell you, you cannot completely control your destiny.
你也没有办法掌管你什么时候死。
You cannot control when you're going to die.
你也没有办法掌管你什么时候会成功。
And you do not have a grasp on when you will be successful.
你没有办法去挽留那要失去的。
And you cannot prevent what you're going to lose.
因为有一个命运, 就是有一个命运安排在上边, 叫我们没有办法, 渺小的人没有办法胜过。
For there is this destiny that is prepared from above that overcomes what we plan.
真的。
And that is true.
你没有谁不同意,
Anybody,
一定是很强的人。
Anybody doesn't agree must be very strong.
我同意。 其实人的努力, 不算的是什么?
For I agree, and I know that the efforts of man does not count for much.
如果你很努力, 但是你没有那个运道, 你也不起来, 起不来。
For you may try your hardest, but if your destiny is not with you, you will not rise up.
如果你不努力的, 但是你很好彩, 好运的, 也会很成功的。
And there may be times when you are not putting in an effort, but you are right at the right time, 其实, right place, you'll be successful.
其实你见到今天很多很有钱、很成功的人, 他未必比你更聪明、更努力。
And you can see many rich people today, they may not be smarter or they may not be more hardworking than you.
其实他比你更好运。
But they were destined to be in a better place.
你看见有些女人, 她有很好的丈夫, 未必她比你好。
So you see, there may be some women, they have great husbands. It's not that they are better than you. It's because they had good luck. So I've always told my wife, I am a fortunate man.
在我一生的里面,
and that in my life, I know God has protected us.
他真的差遣他的慈子, 叫保守在我们一切所行的道路上面都保佑我们。
And that he sent his angels to protect us in our paths.
昨天晚上我们一直弄那个房子, 因为我不安心的时候, 更难等候神的话语。
So last night we were fixing the house because if I don't finish that, it's hard for me to wait upon
God. 做到11点多, 还在那个切房里面那个捐那个东西, 那个捐,
So it's like 11 o'clock at night and we were still drilling in the garage.
但是突然之间那个drill bit断了。
And then all of a sudden the drill bit broke.
在黑暗里面我们也找不到另外一个drill bit,那个头,那个钻头。
And then, you know, it's middle of the night, we cannot find another drill bit.
我就很清楚知道这个是预兆神叫我去睡觉。
So this is when I know God wants me to rest.
至少要躺在床上。
Or at least, you know, lay on the bed.
所以我们躺在床上的时候, 躺在床上才知道, 如果我们再坐下去, 可能半个小时、一个小时的, 我想我们真的会病的。
And then when we were laying on the bed, we know if we force ourselves to continue to work, we'll probably get sick.
我就猜可以今天可以请假, 但是妈妈就会很忧愁, 因为今天就是我讲到我带领波饼, 就是你怎么可以请假?
And then, you know, if we're sick, then we can call in sick today, but then it will be bad because I'm preaching and I'm leading the communion.
其实神在一切我们所做的事情里面, 在保佑我们。
For God is protecting us in all things that we do.
如果不是他的保佑, 我们可能没有人活到今天。
For without his protection, I don't think any of us, you know, will be here.
但是如果你的灵是住在至高者的隐秘处, 无论外边发生什么事情, 你都可以有平安的。
But if your spirit rests in the shelter, in the shadow of the Most High,
因为我们的生命是活坐在天上与神, 与基督一同坐在神的右边。
For our true life is living in heaven with Christ.
住在至高者的隐秘处, 必住在全能者的荫下。
And that we live, dwell in the shelter of the Most High, resting in the shadow of the Almighty.
我要使他住享长寿, 将我的救恩显明给他。
And in verse 16 it says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
这表示说如果我们的命太短我们很难经历到他完全的丰富。
It really says that if we don't live this long life, it's hard for us to fully experience, you know, the richness, the fullness of God.
我要大救他使他尊贵。前面说。
For the verse right before, it says that I will deliver him and honor him.
这个是在极难里面我们显出我们的尊贵。
For it is...When we are in trouble, we show forth our honor.
一个住在隐秘处里面的人，不是没有艰难、没有急难、没有难处。
And those of us who live in the shelter of the Most High, it doesn't mean we are without trouble.
有可能更多。
In fact, we have, in fact, maybe more.
因为很少人会看见千人扑倒在你的旁边。
For very few of us could see, you know, thousands, you know, laying dead next to
us. 但是我们真的经历过万人的扑倒在我们的右边。
But we do experience that 10,000 have laid by our side.
我们需要一个比较长的人生去经历我们的上帝。
For when we have this long life that God give us, we will experience, you know, His richness.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们一同的要住享长寿。但是要住在至高者的隐秘处。
And our brothers and sisters, may we have a long life, but really a life that dwells in the Most High.
就算我们有疾病，我们还要敬礼神，敬礼神，这一切都不会害我们，害惨我们。
For even if we are ill, we have to experience God still, for He is protecting us.
就算今天神人要把我们赶回中国或者香港或者什么，我们没有办法留在美国，你也不用怕，因为你的生命。不是在地上，而是在天上。
For even if today people is going to send us back to China or Hong Kong or Taiwan, that we have no, we do not need to worry for God is protecting us.
无论你经历的是任何的问题，你不需要怕，因为如果你是住在至高者的隐秘处，不需要怕。
So no matter what you go through, do not fear, for you live in the shelter of the Most High.
最后我就讲一个故事，我就完了。
So in the end, I want to tell a story, and then we'll be done.
就是在那个俄罗斯里面很久以前有一个狂僧。
So about you know 100 years ago, or in Russia, in the Russian royalty, there was a mad monk.
Jack 知道他的名字很难讲。
Rasputin, I think.
很出名的，里面有读过。就是在那个王室里面呢，有这个儿童里面的血病。血里面的病。
And that during that time, there was this disease of hemophilia.
就是有些人流血不止的。
And that once you get a cut, you will not stop bleeding.
那个时候没有办法医治这个事情。
And at that time, there is no cure.
但这个狂僧有这个神力可以把这医治。
But this Rasputin, this mad monk, he have this power that can stop it.
所以那个王室就把这个王室留在这个王宫里面医治很多的事情。开始的时候很喜欢他。
So in the beginning, all the royal family loved him.
但是狂症就是狂症，他没有礼貌的。
But this mad monk, the reason why he's called mad monk is because he's crazy.
挑逗又是王室里面的贵族的女人。
You know, he would seduce the royal woman.
他都是狂症嘛，是疯狂人。
He is crazy.
所以他们要最后还是把他赶出去，他也不走。
And then they want to, you know, kick him out of the palace, but he won't leave.
然后他们就切记去杀他。那这个狂僧有这个神力，他有个先知之能，你杀不了他。
And then they send people to kill him, but because he has this magical power, this prophetic vision, they cannot kill him.
这个是历史，我不是讲故事。所以他们有时候派一些人去要唱用唱把他打死，但是他就明知道他们来，他就跑掉了，找不到他。
So they send you know assassins to go after him, but he knows they're coming, so he would hide.
你放毒药在他的那个杯里面，他一看见不喝了。
And if you put poison in his cup, he knows he won't drink.
他这有一种神力在他里面，没有拿他没有办法。
He has this super, you know superficial supernatural power.
所以最后呢，这个王室就决定，因为这个皇上很喜欢听小提琴。
Oh, so then at the end, they figure, okay, so this mad monk, he loves to hear violin.
这个就是他弱点。
This is his weakness.
人都有不完全的地方。
for every man, even if you are a crazy monk, you have a weakness.
所以他们说他很喜欢听小提琴。好，我们就训练其中一个男孩子，训练他很好的小提琴。
So they train one of the kids to be a very good violinist.
这个孩子常常他只要有个音目，就是王室给他的任务，就是赖小提琴，常常赖，常常赖。这个皇上就很喜欢听他听。
So this young boy, he has just one assignment, is to play the violin really well, and this mad monk loves to hear it.
So 他的使命就是要你要赢得这个皇上的心，叫他在你的面前没有防范。
And then this young boy's assignment is that he has to win the affection of this mad monk, so the mad monk have no, does not put up any guard before him.
经过三年的时候，这个小提琴弹得越来越好。
So after 3 years, the violin is getting better and better.
这个狂僧越来越爱这个孩子。
So this mad monk loved this boy even more.
是时候的，他们就把一支枪，有两口子弹。他说，那个狂僧听你的。他很热神的听你弹赖小提琴的，你就开枪，很近距离的把他开枪。
So then it's about time to give this young boy two bullets. And he said, when he is very close to you, the mad monk is very close to you, and he's enjoying the music, you shoot him.
所以这个小提琴就拉，就拉在那个照自己的房间里面拉。这个狂僧就坐在那里，很陶醉，很陶醉的欣赏。
So as the violin plays, the music is going, the mad monk is enjoying and relaxing.
这个狂僧深深地爱上这个孩子。
And this mad monk loves this boy.
被他的小提琴所吸引。
For he is attracted by how well he plays the violin.
当然，我们知道那个故事就是最精彩的时候，那个小孩子都放下他的小提琴，拿出那个枪，开了两枪。
And we know at the end of the story, during the climax of the musical piece, the violinist put down the violin, took out the gun,and shoot.
然后两枪都打中他的心。
And it hit the mad monk in the heart.
这个狂僧很惊讶的样子望着那个孩子。
And with great shock, the mad monk was looking at the boy.
没有人可以讲解对他看枪，因为他一早就跑了。但是他真的不知道这个孩子会打他。
For he is shocked because he cannot expect this happen to him.
然后他还没有立刻死，他是又又愁愁的。回到他自己的房间，然后过了两个礼拜，他就死了。
But he did not die right away, and it's with great sorrow he went back to his room, and after 2 weeks he died.
他死其实因为他的心死了。
He died not because physically, but because his heart was broken.
他有这个神力，可能中两枪也不会死，但是他心里面死了。
I mean, the mad monk was pretty supernatural, so he may have lived.But his heart was broken.
我为什么要讲这个这段的历史给你们听？
Now, why do I bring up this historical story?
因为至高者的隐秘处就是神的心。
Because the shelter of the Most High, it is the heart of God.
我们进入的人。
For those of us who enter,
你可以真的相主的心。
You know, you can really hurt and harm God's heart.
在隐秘处里面，我看见的上帝是最 vulnerable， 好像最把他的所有的心思意念，或者把他所有的防备、荣耀都放下，他是与你心比心的碰见。
For I see in this dwelling place of God.He is completely open to us and heart to heart to us.
弟兄姐妹
Brother and sister,
我们进入这个隐秘处的人
For those of us who enter this most high place,
我们要专心的爱他
Let us focus and let us really love him.
专心的爱他
Let us really love God.
因为我们要进到的是神的心
Because we want to enter God's heart.
这个就是隐秘处的 definition 对我来讲。
For that is the definition of this secret dwelling
place. 他已经把他自己的心打开。
For he has opened his heart.
我们在他的翅膀的羽毛底下。
For we are under the feathers of his wings.
在哪里他怀抱我们。
For he is holding us.
我们不要伤害他的心。
Let us not hurt his heart.
有很多人没有办法进入至高者的隐秘处，住在哪里？为什么？
For a lot of us cannot enter into the shelter of the Most High because
因为你还是一个可以伤神心的人。
Because it's possible for you to hurt God's heart.
到有一天你不会伤他的心，你真的是专心爱他。
But the point that day when you cannot hurt his heart, when you focus and know how to love him,
你就明白到什么叫做专心的爱他。
Then you will truly know what it is to love him solely.
所以中国人说一命二运三风水，四积阴德五读书。
So the Chinese saying that I translated earlier,
我们讲的是一爱耶稣。
So we should say one, love Christ.
二爱耶稣。
Two, love Christ.
三专心的爱耶稣。
Three, fully love Christ.
四专心的爱他。
Five, dedicate and focus on loving him.
专心的爱他。
Focus on loving him.
专心的爱他。让我们低头祷告。
Let us pray. So what is the highest stage of our